So I turn it over to Chuck, who's going to talk about digital divide and municipalities.
Chuck? Yeah, thanks, Mark, and thanks, Bruce. I have a very different take on this because of my background in government, regional planning, and those kind of fun things. Mark really nailed all the consumer issues. Bruce has lived the history, as a lot of us have. But I look at all of this in a couple of different ways, particularly because everything ends up getting based in law and how law is interpreted. On a municipal level, all municipalities have a fiduciary responsibility to manage the public rights of way for the public interest. Needless to say, municipalities never really ended up being able to totally control the telephone companies as they built out their networks. It was a very different story for the cable industry because cable was originally nothing other than ancillary to broadcasting, and all it was a way of delivering a clean signal into people's homes who couldn't receive over-the-air broadcasting. And so the municipalities were able to go ahead and claim the ability to manage their rights of way by granting franchises. Those franchises laid out all kinds of responsibilities on the part of the cable companies, including build-out requirements. There could not be any redlining. We know that that is a big issue as the phone companies have rolled out their broadband. There are issues of redlining with cable companies. They're not clean on this, but they're not as bad as the phone companies as they've rolled out the newer technologies, whether it was leaving the copper or whether it was going ahead and upgrading to fiber. Then there's the other legal issues, and that has more to do with the federal laws and the regulations that the FCC created and the series of categories, the Title I, Title II, Title VI, those different categories. And as we know, law is usually about how do we manipulate the law for the benefit of our clients? And if we really look at the various titles, we can see how the corporate interest that behind the creation of these definitions, particularly once you get to the 96 Telecom Act, that's where Title I comes in, and that became then the bugaboo. What is an IP service? But in the reality, all of this, all these wires and all the services that are delivered over these wires are really, it's using the same ground, it's using the same wires. They just go ahead and play regulatory games in order to deliver their services and make way more money than they should be off of these services. That's kind of my take on all of this. Way back in 96 when I was actively involved with NATOA, the National Telecommunications Officers and Advisors, basically all the cable administrators around the countries for municipalities and counties, their national association. I served on their public policy committee, and I wrote a paper that basically said that we should go ahead and declare all the different titles irrelevant, come up with a new title that says anybody who uses the public rights of way in order to deliver communication services should pay the same fees for those services so that the municipalities can go ahead and do their fiduciary responsibility for the public interest. that's kind of my take on all of this.